11.5 Extract 1.
Tanya, can I have a word with you?
Sure, of course. What's up?
Look, I don't mean to sound rude, but could you try to be a bit quieter when you're on the phone?
Oh, yes, sorry. I didn't realise there was a problem. I'm really sorry.
Extract 2.
Carlos, about this presentation you're giving...
Yes?
What are you planning to wear?
What I usually wear, of course. Why?
This is a bit delicate. Please don't take offence. But do you think it would be possible for you to wear something a bit more appropriate? I mean... It's just that it's quite a formal situation, and I think a suit, or at least a jacket and tie, would be, smarter than what you normally...
You mean I'm not smart enough? Are you telling me I look scruffy?
Yes, I'm afraid so. A bit. Most of the time it's fine, but on this occasion, it needs a suit.
Extract 3.
Ah, Fiametta, I'm glad I've caught you.
I was just going. So, what did you think of the report I sent you?
Yes, the report. Look, please don't take this the wrong way. I know you spent a lot of time on it.
Yes, I did. All weekend, in fact.
Did you? Right. You see, the thing is, it really needs a bit more work.
Does it? I see. How much more?
Extract 4.
Maria, come in.
Thanks. Have you got a minute?
Yes, of course. Is something wrong?
Well, sort of. I'm not quite sure how to put this, but, I'm really delighted about my promotion, but I wanted to mention the overall package.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems a bit mean considering the increased responsibility I'll have. Could we talk about it, do you think?
Extract 5.
And that's the reason why this is such a great opportunity for us.
With respect, Thomas, I have to say that I don't think it's quite as simple as that.
What? What do you mean? I just explained to you exactly why we should invest in this project.
Well, actually, I don't think you've explained very much at all. You haven't told us what these figures actually mean or what the long-term implications are. The fact is, there is still an enormous number of unanswered questions.